You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, 7:31 Central Time. Joining me by phone now, Dr. Mike Rodewald. He's the Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators. Good morning, Dr. Rodewald.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. And you, sir?
Yeah, no, we're doing great.
I bet you're in the middle of a bunch of moving boxes.
It is beginning to be that way. Yes, we're taking inventory. We're getting ready to see what all needs to go and what all needs to stay or where it needs to go.
But since you're missionaries, you know how to pack light, right?
I don't know if we know how to pack light, but we do know how to pack.
Very good. Well, for our listeners not familiar with Lutheran Bible Translators, LBT, tell us a little bit about the history of Lutheran Bible Translators, when and why it began.
Well, Lutheran Bible Translators have been a mission society for the last 50 years. We incorporated in 1964, and really LBT began as the vision of a former LCMS missionary who had a tragedy in Nigeria. His daughter died, and some of his children were sick, and the doctors said, you know, you cannot stay here. It would be a disaster for your family. He had to come back to the United States, but he had a burden while he was over there. He saw the need for God's word in a person's heart language. And when he came back, he wondered, how can I get involved in that this can happen? I'm back here in the United States. And he connected with Wycliffe Bible Translators, if you've heard of them, and said, could I recruit some Lutherans that would maybe work with you guys and get some training from you, and we could go overseas, and Lutherans could go over and do some of that work. Well, that turned into a bit later saying, well, why just can't we do this ourselves? We can get our training through such as Wycliffe Bible Translators, but we can also be an organization which goes and works with Lutheran churches and supports Lutheran missions throughout the world by translating God's Word, making God's Word available to people in a way that they can understand, a way that they can reach them to their to the depths without barrier. And that's the way LBT began. That was in California, first incorporated in California in 1964.
And how has LBT grown and changed over that time? How has it remained the same?
Well, the task of Bible translation, the actual processes have changed. The needs have always remained the same because there are people at the ends of the earth which will never speak a major language. They will only be reached when they have that perception that God's message comes to them through their own language. That need has always remained the same. Many of the major languages have been accomplished already, and we are now moving to many of the minor languages, the ones that are even more difficult to reach than have been in the past. So some of the processes have changed very much. In the old days, when I first went out, that was about 33, 34 years ago, primarily we worked on a printed material basis, where we translated the New Testament, or we worked on translating portions, or we translated the Old Testament portions and distributed it in a material form. And a big part of our focus was on literacy, too, teaching people to read and write with materials. We are moving more to the digital age now. It's quite exciting. Some of the ways that Bible translation has changed is as soon as we have a good quality copy of translation, we can put it in many different forms now. We can put it on the SD cards, it's played on phones. There are new smartphone apps which are we are working on that we can get God's Word out on a smartphone. So many of the ways of distribution and the ways of getting Scripture more quickly to people are changing, even as the process. The quality control still takes time. You just cannot translate the Bible in 2 weeks.
It certainly is something that takes time, but technology certainly has helped progress, help us make progress along the way. And certainly, as you pointed out, in the ways in which you distribute that translation of God's Word.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's really exciting the way some of the new distribution methods are, we're able to use those. I think the future is very bright for getting God's Word to many of the places where it has not been possible to get physical Bibles in, or even the cost is very high to print a shipment of the Bibles and New Testaments.
Mike, share with us a little bit about your history. What is life like out in the field for missionaries today, or over the last couple of decades? What is life like for missionaries and your work prior to coming to LBT?
Well, for me, I joined Lutheran Bible Translators. That was 1979. It's been a journey. And I was telling somebody the other day, I kind of went out with the thought, well, maybe I'll stay for a year or maybe I'll stay for 2 years. I ended up staying 33 years on the mission field, and it was such a joyous experience. I kind of marvel that I got to see God at work in places where many people from the United States will never get to see God calling people to himself. That was really exciting to me. I can't say that every day was a great day when you're serving on the mission field. There are days when you're saying, what am I doing here? I'm ready to go back. I should not be here. But when you look at the overall experience, for those that God calls to the mission field and for those who have the skills and talents to be there, it is really a joy. Lutheran Bible Translators, we are really an end-of-the-earth type of mission society. I was, again, telling somebody the other day, we are kind of like the Navy SEALs of the mission world. We take somebody that has an education, and we say, that's not really good enough. We're going to train you really highly. We send you to school. If you survive school, it's a very intensive training in how to translate God's word and how to analyze the language, reduce it to writing, how to learn a language. If you survive the training, then we send you someplace where most people don't want to go, and then you serve there making God's word available. It's not for everybody, but for those that God calls to that, it's really a joy to serve in those contexts.
How does Lutheran Bible Translators work? Obviously, you don't work independently. How do you work with partners around the globe?
Well, that's what has changed a lot in the last 30 years, too. In the initial stages, we tended to work as our own organization, especially in the first places that we went. We formed our own organizations, and we accomplished Bible translation through these organizations. Now, many of our partners are much more sophisticated than they were 30 years ago. And they're able to accomplish much that we had to have an organization to accomplish. And I'm talking about visas, some of the logistical support work, supporting our missionaries as they are working in the country. In addition, many people that are coming from these churches are more highly educated. And so we're able to train people with our partner Lutheran churches so that they do a majority of the work, and we basically are in what we call process control. We make sure that God's word is translated clear and accurately in the language, which is the target language. And we work with our partners to make sure that happens, because they are the ones that are going to implement. They're the ones who are going to use God's word when it's finished so that they can reach the people that need to be reached in their areas.
And what are some of those areas where you are presently working, where Lutheran Bible Translators is working and partnering with others?
Well, our biggest work historically has been in West Africa, Liberia and Sierra Leone, in Nigeria and in Ghana. And we still have work in all of those places. Our more recent work has been in Southern Africa. We have a large contingent in Botswana working with some of the smaller languages in Botswana. We have five projects there, and we're just initiating one project. Some of the projects are different stages of completion, and another project is just almost, we are predicting in 2016, will be finished with the Old Testament and the New Testament, so the complete Bible will be finished. So we have a large contingent, five projects in Botswana. We have one in Zambia, working with a Wells Daughter Church to translate God's word in one of the languages there, Namibia. And some of the more exciting recent developments are, we have invitations to work with Makani Jesus in Ethiopia. We have one missionary there now will be serving as a consultant for five different projects, and also Tanzania. There is an island in Lake Victoria, Kerewe Island, and about 100,000 primarily fishermen, fishing folk who work on that island and live on that island that don't have God's word available to them. And so these are opportunities, new opportunities, which we are now recruiting for, and we are also looking for funding so that we can meet these opportunities. They keep cropping up. There are more opportunities than we have missionaries or funds to meet them, that's for sure.
Mm. Well, thanks be to God for the opportunities, and we'll talk more about missionaries, who the missionaries are, and opportunities to serve as missionaries in just a little bit. We're talking with Dr. Mike Rodewald. He's the Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
It just might be that you know someone who is aging gracefully but needs a bit of assistance. Perhaps you are looking for a doctor to make a house visit on your mom, or a handyman to fix an elderly neighbor's sink. Or maybe you think your dad qualifies for veterans benefits, but you just aren't sure. Aging Answers is a free service sponsored by Lutheran Senior Services. Make it your go-to source for aging-related concerns. LSS Aging Answers, 314-446-2475.
Across the globe, thousands of children flee violence alone. Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service believes the best way to ensure they are safe and equipped for a brighter tomorrow is to place them with a foster family. Foster families come from diverse backgrounds, are single or married. The love and support they provide changes their lives and their children's lives. Please prayerfully consider giving the gift of family to an immigrant child. LIRS.org/fostercare to learn more.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We're talking with Dr. Mike Rodewald, the Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators, on their work and mission, and most recently, relocation as well, making the move from just outside Chicago. I believe where are the present offices, Mike?
Presently, we are in Aurora, Illinois. We've been here for 30 years. As I was informed, June 5th is the anniversary of our 30-year dedication in up here in Chicago after we moved from Orange, California.
And making the move to Concordia, Missouri. You'll be on the campus of St. Paul Lutheran High School there, is that correct?
That's right, Andy. Yes, we had a number of invitations. When we first began to consider a move, we're in a building which is probably a little bit too large for us at this time. We decided that it would be prudent and a good use and stewardship of funds to look for an alternate location that did not require so much building maintenance. The paradigm of missions has just changed radically in the last years, where we used to need a lot of support from the United States, which took personnel. Many of those functions now can go overseas. Partners are able to accomplish those particular functions, and so we were left with a building which was too large for what we needed. I had more offices than we needed for personnel, and that's when we began looking for a location that could help us be a better stewardship of the resources that people who support Lutheran Bible Translators are involved with, part of the Lutheran Bible Translators family. Also, we looked for a place where we could improve our missionary care, places where missionaries would come in. There would be places to stay and a good place to stay close to the office, that we could build that community of Lutheran Bible translators. And in the end, the campus of St. Paul Lutheran High School in Concordia, Missouri, it's a boarding high school, has much facilities. They're willing to share many of their facilities with us. It was a consensus of our executive staff and the board that that was a great place for LBT to relocate and be for the next few years.
And the partnership, it's a mutually beneficial partnership. There's kind of a heart of a Lutheran office is growing there, it sounds like.
Yes, there is. There's several different Lutheran offices. LCMS's rural and small town ministry officers are there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more exciting things for us is that St. Paul's High School is an international Lutheran High School, and about half of their students come from overseas. That means Lutheran families from all over the world are coming to Concordia, Missouri, and that network is very valuable for Lutheran Bible translators, as we have a great network of within the Lutheran community throughout the world, too.
Well, very good. I pray that the move goes smoothly and that transition goes well. Before we went to break, we were talking about where Lutheran Bible Translators is working around the world, especially in partnerships with others. And you mentioned, you talked about our missionaries and what it takes to be a missionary. We just started to get into that conversation. Tell us about the missionaries who serve with Lutheran Bible Translators, and what prepares them? How are they prepared to go out and serve as missionaries?
Well, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from Luther, who quotes and says something like, "It requires a right, devout, and honest, sincere, God-fearing Christian, trained and informed and experienced heart. No false Christian or a factious spirit can really be a decent translator." And when I first read that, I thought that's true. But as I have thought of that over the years, that is just really at the heart of it. Translating God's word, sometimes we look at it more as a task rather than as living life out in Christ. And in Lutheran Bible Translators, living life out for Christ in a new context is paramount to the task of Bible translation. There have been Bible translations that have been accomplished and not used, and that's what we don't want to have to happen. Technically, I think maybe a computer could do a Bible translation, but if that translation is not seen as owned by the people that you're working with, it runs the risk, a high risk, of never being used. So having someone who understands who Christ is in their life is very important to us, because as soon as you go into a new culture, and these are cultures that are at the ends of the earth that maybe are not familiar with all the niceties that are in America or in the Western world, as soon as our missionaries go in, people are watching them. They're seeing who these people are. What are these people like? And our missionaries have to be able to witness Christ from the very beginning to the very end. I want to just give you an example of one of our families, Reverend Nathan Eslin and his wife Sarah and their family, and the other missionaries in Ghana. In November, they finished the Komba New Testament. That's a language group of about 500,000 people in northern Ghana. Very difficult context. And Nathan will tell you, too, if you talked with him, he said there were times we wanted to go home, and there was times we almost went home, but they didn't, because they felt that it was important that these people also had God's word in their own language. The people were watching them all the way through. When they finished this New Testament in November, I went to the dedication, and during that dedication, there were Muslim imams there, there were traditional religion leaders, there were chiefs, there were government officials, and at the end of the ceremony, they called Nathan up, and they made him a Komba chief as an honor to the community. And I thought, an expression of joy by that community that they had received God's word in their language. And it wasn't a Christian translation. It wasn't a missionary translation, but it was their translation. The whole community made him a chief, not just the Christians. And I think that kind of example really shows who we are as Lutheran Bible translators, is that we are God's people moving forth into the world, witnessing to the Christ, And by the way, we're also doing Bible translation, and it's for you in your language.
Hmm. Well, thanks be to God that the Word of God is being brought into these communities in their heart language, and that they're welcoming it so readily and regarding it so highly as well.
Yes, that's right. And you know what's interesting on that one? Even the Muslims said, "No, we're going to read this." So that was quite exciting because it was in their language.
Hmm. Tell us about the, I know this past year with the Ebola epidemic, things changed. We had to move people around, move missionaries. I know LCMS, International Missions, had to move missionaries. Other agencies and organizations had to move missionaries. How are things coming along with LBT with work in West Africa following the Ebola epidemic?
Yes, that was very much a crisis, and the work never did completely stop, but we did have to change many of the staff practices. There was much slowdown because it was not possible to have the gatherings and the distribution as we have in the past. In Liberia has been declared Ebola free. We do have one missionary there back again now, and we sent two missionaries over for a seminar a couple months ago, mainly as a way of encouraging and rebuilding the relationship, restarting the work up in Liberia. Just last week, two missionaries have gone back to Sierra Leone for a limited amount of time. Sierra Leone has not been yet declared Ebola free, but it's way on the, it has been reduced dramatically and is limited to some particular areas. So this is an assessment trip, and it's also a trip to encourage our staff and our workers over in Sierra Leone. And when these two people come back, then we will evaluate and we'll make plans for the future.
Well, very good. Thanks be to God for the end of that epidemic and now new opportunities to move forward with that work and translation there.
Yes.
Anything new? What are some projects that Lutheran Bible Translators is working on, and what are we hoping for in the coming year?
Well, in the future, we do want to recruit more missionaries for these new opportunities that we have in East Africa. We also have an invitation for Indonesia that we have not been able to fully look at, but that would be part of the expansion. What we're hoping is when we sell our building, that will also provide extra funds for expansion that we have not had available in the past. We're focusing on the move right now, and that really is going to be taking our energy, local energy, of our U.S.-based energy for the next 3 or 4 months. We're hoping by August 31st that all of our functions will have moved out of our current building, and then it will be available for sale and for a new person to move into. And then as our functions are out of this building, then they will be picked up again in Concordia, Missouri, and we can again focus on supporting what we're doing overseas. I will say that most of our work overseas is not being affected too much by the move, because many of our centers are, many of the functions that they do are self-supporting. They're able to continue on in the work just as if we weren't moving over here. So that's we're excited about that our missionaries are able to do that.
Well, speaking of missionary opportunities, what are you looking for? What is needed? What skill set, what kind of training or education or experience are you looking for in future missionaries?
Well, we require, first of all, as we talked about, we require someone that really has the heart for missions, someone who really knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they've got that faith, they've built that faith. We ask for people to have a bachelor's, but after that, then we train them for what we specifically need. It's not that many people come through the educational system and they end up being a Bible translator, and then they pitch up at our doors and say, "I'm a Bible translator." Rather, that's a specific skill set, and especially when you're translating God's word into languages that have not been written down before, there is a specific skill set required to analyze language in linguistics, analyze language, reduce that writing that language to a writing system, preparatory to even beginning much of the translation. We then need to train local translators to be able to translate. We can never actually learn a language well enough to be a fluent mother tongue, to understand all the context, all the implications of particular idioms that that may need to be translated. And so we rely on our partners and mother tongue translators to do all of the actual translation. We just control the process. We ask the questions. We make sure that when we get to the end, God's word is understood and God's word is clear and accurate and beautiful.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, with just about 2 minutes left, point us to how we can keep up with what's going on with Lutheran Bible Translators, how we could find out more about becoming a missionary, those types of things.
Well, the easiest way is on our website, lbt.org. If people are interested in the move, it's lbt.org/move. That's where people can keep up to date. Or on Facebook, we're trying to keep very many people have been interested in the relocation. And so we're posting a lot about how the relocation is happening on our Facebook page. But I do have to say that we in Lutheran Bible Translators are very appreciative of the Lutheran community that really understands that God's word is having God's word. What a gift that is for other people. And we have the most faithful prayer supporters, the most faithful missionary supporters, people supporting through their gifts, through their finances. And I would like to just take this chance to say thank you to anybody that's listening that is supporting Lutheran Bible Translators. It's wonderful to be working together. God calls us all to our place in his mission, and he's given each of us that faith which we respond to, that gift that he's given to us. And we are grateful for those people who have responded by giving gifts and praying for Lutheran Bible Translators, that his word can go forth even to the ends of the earth. I'm kind of amazed sometimes that many mission efforts are in English or they're in the major languages. Really, we want to reach those people that won't be reached that way too, and I'm grateful for everyone who's involved with that.
Very good. Again, you can find more information at lbt.org. Great website. Lots of great information on there. You can even meet all the missionaries and all the staff there on the website, which is great. I love that you post their photos and their family stories there on the lbt.org website. Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time. It was a privilege to talk with you today, sir.
Thank you very much, Andy.
God bless you and all those who are serving to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to people around the world, especially those who have not heard it before. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading here on Worldwide KFUO.